Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Ruby.
Now, what exactly does the term revenge body mean?
Well, a revenge body is an improved body. It's either got less fat or it's got an increased muscularity, and you build this body in order to demonstrate to someone who's hurt you how well you're doing without them or despite them. So typically you build a revenge body to get back at an ex-lover who cheated or otherwise hurt you or ruined or ended the relationship, and you build the revenge body to make them want you back. But then once you've built it, you're too good for them now, and you reject them and hurt them, and that's where the revenge part comes in. So you hurt them through the weapon of your body. So it's about attracting people, but even more importantly, it's about rejecting them.
Yeah, I mean, man, I don't know how to feel about revenge body, like the concept, but it's like, yeah, cool, like you're fighting back, but also like pretty unhealthy way to look at bodies.
Yeah, so, but look, I think there's nothing wrong with feeling good in your body and doing some work that makes you feel better in your body,
yeah.
Maybe makes you stronger, makes you feel better about yourself. I think there's nothing wrong with that, but it does get a bit problematic, really, I suppose, when you think about the fact that you're pinning your self-worth on your body, which is a pretty shaky foundation, because let's face it, your body changes. That's what it does. And as you age, your body's going to get further and further away from the ideal. The alternative isn't very good. You either die or you get older. You know, as I think it was Mother Teresa said, aging is a privilege denied to many. So, I mean, you have to get older. And you could have cosmetic surgery, but let's face it, you end up not really looking younger. You end up looking sort of freakish. And there's only so much you can do to hold off the ravages of aging. So you're basing your self-worth on a pretty shaky foundation. And what's more, you're basing it on other people's reactions to your body. So that's even more shaky. So it is pretty problematic to have your self-worth tied up on such a shaky foundation. You're pretty much destined to fail.
Of course. Now, how has this term kind of gained popularity?
Yeah, well, I think, as you said in the introduction, the single most important thing when it came to, you know, the revenge body was Khloe Kardashian. She took revenge on Lamar through her body transformation, and then she went and made a reality TV show on that basis, and she teams up with celebrity trainers and nutritionists and stylists, and she helps people take revenge through their body. Now, it's funny because the revenge body initially started out as just about the ex. It was a term that was used by the tabloid media to describe female celebrities. So Katie Holmes was dubbed best revenge body of 2012 after she split up with Tom Cruise. You know, Jennifer Aniston has been dubbed as having a revenge body against Justin Theroux. And so it was this sort of term that people applied from outside. But then what's changed is people starting to identify as building their own revenge body and self-identifying their body transformations as revenge. So it's changed a little bit, and it was primarily about the ex, but Khloe Kardashian seems to have just taken it a bit further, and now a revenge body. I mean, there were people on her show that are building revenge bodies because their parents mistreated them, or, you know, something. It wasn't really the strict definition of a revenge body. It's sort of come to mean any body transformation is a revenge body. It's sort of, I don't know, broadened out, I suppose.
Yeah, of course. Well, final question. How do you think revenge bodies and the concept of revenge bodies might create, I guess, false expectations and unattainable goals on, I guess, what one wants to achieve to look like?
Yeah, well, I suppose it's not just revenge bodies. I mean, revenge bodies are problematic, and they're really conformist, and, you know, they conform to certain ideals that we have. But it's more the body ideals that they represent that I think are problematic than, I mean, revenge body is problematic in its own way. It's psychologically shaky ground to have your, you know, self-worth tied up in your other people's reactions to your body. But the ideals themselves that the revenge body represents are probably the problematic things in terms of this unattainable goals that you talk about. Like, you know, let's face it, all of the things that perpetuate our body ideals, you know, maybe magazines, movies. I mean, if you try and get a kid's costume, a superhero costume, they've got built-in pecs and abs. You know, they tell us what we should look like. And all of the images we're seeing today are photoshopped. They're through filters. They're bodies that have had cosmetic surgery. They're bodies that are on steroids. Nothing's real anymore. So I suppose we've got to remember that when we're looking at these images, we're comparing our reality to something that's not real. There's really no comparison. You can't achieve the impossible because these images have been made on a computer. And it's pretty stupid to try and achieve these bodies because you can't possibly win. So, yeah, it's part of the body ideals that make a lot of us dissatisfied and some of us go, you know, even a bit crazy and depressed. But I don't think we can pin it all on the revenge body. It's just our culture of the body in general.
Yeah, too right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. It was lovely having this chat with you.
No problem. Thanks for taking an interest in my ideas.
Oh, my pleasure.